Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Box Office Breakdown. Information and commentary on weekly movie box office.
Hello, everybody, and movie fans, thank you for tuning in to Box Office Breakdown. Today, we're, of course, going to cover the numbers from this past weekend in November, and we're also going to get to our top five list, talk about the international numbers and such, and get ready for Thanksgiving.
It was a big weekend. Big weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, huge weekend. Not a lot of America works. It's like a free-for-all in the streets. You know, yeah. There's Black Friday and...
Especially Black Friday, yeah.
I find, you know, that people...
Do you participate in Black Friday?
Yeah, I got this crazy story about this guy. It's rough.
Well, he seemed to be struggling. Are you okay?
Yeah,
do you have an emotional connection to Black Friday?
It's a tough story.
Yeah, it's a tough story. Because me and my buddy have a big house, so we rented out a room for some Swedish guy.
Okay.
You know, at the Airbnb type thing. And he didn't know what Black Friday was. So my buddy played a joke on him. He's like, look... He's like, yeah. He's like, what's Black Friday? And he's like, yeah, this is where
what accent was that?
That was Swedish.
Swedish? Okay.
Was it? And he's like, yeah, you got to go, you got to go paint your face black and walk the streets and go to a Blockbuster and get Soul Man by Thomas C. Howe.
That's not funny.
How did he sell that to this guy? Well, he is foreign.
But that's not funny.
Yeah, this
like,
poor guy.
Like a good joke.
Is he alive? Did he survive the night?
I've never seen him since. I mean, I don't know what happened after that.
Oh, my God. He went to Blockbuster.
This is why you never believe anything Finstock says.
My thing about Black Friday is you should only buy stuff for yourself on Black Friday. You should never buy stuff for anybody else.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I actually have a problem with that with Christmas. I like tend to always buy gifts for myself.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, crap. Anyway.
It's pretty amazing.
All right, let's see the numbers.
We hope that people spend their Thanksgiving weekends going to the box office, seeing some wonderful movies. And let's talk about this past weekend. Number five.
Yeah.
Staying in there, not losing like any ground. Man. Gone Girl. The movie that just won't go away. Came in, I mean, with only 2.8 million.
That's like number 10 on a normal weekend.
Yeah. It's not easily making a lot of money at all. But it's staying at least in the top five.
Yeah.
It only dropped 38%. And let's talk about this. It's still in its eighth week. Moving up to number four, making a huge jump down, Dumb and Dumber 2.
Mm-hmm.
Only 13.8 million dropped 61.7%, and that's when it's going up in theaters.
And
like more theaters to lists, and it went down 61%. That is a huge drop.
Word of mouth. Word of mouth on that movie is not great.
Absolutely. That's the novelty is over.
True.
But going up to number three, Interstellar.
Yep.
Christopher Nolan still bringing in some people with $15.1 million, bringing its total gross to $120.
It's a hit.
Yeah, it's doing very well.
It's going to struggle to get to $200. It's going to do like $175.
I agree with you only because of what's coming up ahead.
That's true, too.
At least domestically. Yeah. We talk about international.
Yeah, international's a different
story.
It's
a whole other game. And then we're going to get to our number one and two spots. No big surprises here. Number two, Big Hero 6 with 20 million.
Yep.
Not too high. Dropped 42%. And, of course, The Hunger Games. Mockingjay, part one.
Boom.
Yeah, it's
big money.
Cash.
Huge.
Big money, but not as much as at least I was expecting.
Yeah.
It came in with 123 million, which is tons. I believe it's the number one ranking opening of the year.
Of the year, yeah.
But Transformers.
The last one made 150 something. And I
even the first one made 150.
That's true.
The first one made like 152 opening weekend. And the second one made, I think, like 158.
Yeah.
So
it's smashed.
This is high. There's nothing to be ashamed of. It's great numbers, but it's not high for this franchise, and it's not high for a lot of franchises in general. If you're talking about Like one of the Twilight, I believe, New Moon was higher than this. Like that. And a couple of the later Harry Potter sequels were higher than this. So
Harry Potter made like almost 176 mm-hmm. opening weekend, but nothing has come close to Avengers, which made 200 million in 3 days.
That's unbelievable amounts of money.
Age Ultron is just gonna.
It's gonna smash everything in the world. I think what happens here is. I looked at it as this is a cash grab. Yes, it's two movies, but it felt like it's one book, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
You know,
I kinda agree.
It's like, hey, let's make either one point. It's greed. It's like, let's make $1.8 billion for two movies, or let's make $1 billion for one. I mean, I get it, you know, but you want your fans to be satisfied with a good movie, and they just want to, I guess, keep the franchise going as long as they can.
Yeah, not seeing part two. This movie felt like half a movie, and I don't know how much part two is going to be as far as like content wise, but I feel like this could have easily been made to a 3-hour film just from seeing the first half. Uh-huh. That's what I felt like.
That's the normal consensus. And if you're looking on Rotten Tomatoes, where people are monitoring the ratings, this one's only getting 66% from critics. It's getting 79% from audience. It's not even certified fresh.
Yeah.
And if you're talking about the two movies that came before it in the Hunger Games series, both of them were in the high 80s, low 90s, all of them certified fresh. So no one seems too happy about this. And it does seem like there's a lot of filler material. People are saying there's not a lot happening. Most of what people are talking about is Jennifer Lawrence singing in it, which I'm guessing is not
she's
a big.
Sang in it?
Yeah, I'm guessing it's not a big a plot movement. It's plot
filler.
Point, but
that's here's filler, right
exactly.
There.
And if that's what people are coming away talking about, that's not really what you want to hear coming out of a movie. It's just some little filler note.
The most surprising thing for me is usually when a film like this, especially a franchise, the opening is indicator of how good the last movie was.
Yes.
And Catching Fire was the best of these three movies so far. So that's why when we did our prediction, I'd said like 153. Did any of us get close?
I was way high. I thought it was like 100. I thought it was going to be
I said 135.
Another...
You said 135? So
I
close.
Was the closest without... Mm-hmm.
What Marissa? Mm-hmm. Marissa, what'd you give it?
She had 145 or something.
Yeah, I think I said 145.
And you would have been even closer if they had probably opened in IMAX.
True.
Because
correct.
In Catching Fire, when they opened in IMAX, they made about another 10 million. Mm-hmm. And this year, they didn't get an IMAX release because of Interstellar.
Correct.
And theaters being booked for that through December. So if IMAX had been, you would have been probably the closest, if not almost exact.
No, I didn't read the books. Finstock, you didn't read the books, obviously.
Right? I haven't read a book since Brian Bosworth's autobiography in like 1991.
Holy crap, that's amazing.
I don't need books. Horrible.
Have you read it? Yes, I read all the books.
Here's the only problem I have with this movie.
I don't need books. Books need me.
Besides it being half a movie... There was when you call something the Hunger Games and you don't have the Hunger Games, it's like Rocky V. There's no boxing match in Rocky V.
I
go to a Rocky movie, I want to see a boxing fight. I go into a Hunger Games, I want the Hunger Games. I miss that sports, almost like, you know, gladiator vibe. The first two films.
Okay.
I didn't need to see after the first one. You know, you showed
it. You actually saw the first one?
Yeah, because there was such hype around it. And I watched it, and I was like, yeah, you know what? This is good. Whatever.
First one, I didn't like the first one that much, but I thought the second one was pretty awesome. Like, a huge step up.
I'm a fan of this franchise. Yeah. I'm a fan of Jennifer Lawrence and a lot of the actors that they pull into these projects. So I'm going to see it, even though it still isn't getting the best reviews.
You haven't seen it yet?
I have not.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm saving it for my Thanksgiving family weekend.
It's a real crazy thing.
Which I think a couple other people might be doing, too. I do think that you can bring... extended family to this and
sure
it gets busy right
it's gonna make a ton of money next week. Uh-huh.
Part of me wishes I just saw part one and two in the same weekend, like, or in one special, like back
binge
to back
watch
streaming.
It yeah
because I feel like I saw half a movie.
You know, they realized they cut these movies into two. They did it a lot with Harry Potter, did Twilights and all these other things.
The Hobbit? Let's chop it up into three.
Well, yeah, but you know what? Those feel like each film is 3 hours, so it feels like there's enough there, or at least it has a beginning, middle, end
for the Hobbit?
To a point, yeah. I felt satisfied. When I saw Desolation of Smog, mm-hmm. I felt like I experienced the full cinematic experience.
Okay.
Even though it was part of, the middle of a third, one big movie. But this, I felt like I saw half a movie.
Did Donald Sutherland have any Twinkies?
No.
That's not.
You know, there's another crazy story. This is a real quick one.
Okay.
Jennifer Lawrence doesn't like her belly button placement on her body. So what they
no,
do
you're
is...
No, you're talking about Taylor Swift.
No, Jennifer Lawrence. No. She fills in her belly button, and they give her another one to make her torso look longer when she's running in those suits.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, is it digital or practical?
No, they fill it in with like a little silly putty or something.
Oh, okay.
No.
Telling you, it's true.
No, I think it, no. Yeah. You know, there's a Taylor Swift thing about her belly button where she like doesn't show her belly button.
Well, is her belly button always like that?
Her belly button's too high, so it makes her chest look small. So when they put it down lower, it like elongates it. It's like an optical illusion.
It's a Photoshop too, probably.
Yeah.
And that's also not true. All right, so we're going to be talking more about the Hunger Games next week.
It's going to be around for a while. We'll be talking about it.
I mean, we're not into predictions yet, but I think we're going to see some big switch-ups between this week and next week.
Yep.
We mentioned that Gone Girl has been hanging on, but it only made $2.8 million. Looking at Beyond the Lights, $2.6
million. Oh, my God. Gone Girl.
Fury's making 1.9. Like, no one's seeing these movies. Like, people are waiting. So we're going to see a whole rearrange next week.
I will say, Theory of Everything made a million, but it's only like 140 theaters.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm real curious to see how that does once it expands.
It's also a very good movie.
I've heard great things
about it. I really
love
that movie.
Yeah. A crazy story about that. Like, Hawking's... Yeah, it's true.
About Hawking?
Yeah, Stephen Hawking. He was divorced in 2006. So he's around Los Angeles.
I feel like you're going to give away some spoilers to this movie.
No. He was divorced in 2006. So I know somebody who knows him. And they're like, hey, Finstock, why don't you go out with this guy for a little bit and see if we can get, pick up some chicks or whatever.
You're Stephen Hawking's wingman?
Yeah. He's like Lou Gehrig.
Lou Gehrig?
He's hitting it out of the park with the chicks. The chicks love this guy.
He has Lou Gehrig disease.
Sitting out of the park, too.
Thank you. Yeah, he's horrible. I don't know how to say this. It's a wonderful movie, and you're just trying to ruin things. Anyway, let's get into our wonderful international numbers. JT's favorite part.
I love it.
Talk a little bit more about Hunger Games. The franchise earned an estimated $152 million.
That's just overseas?
Yeah.
So this thing's like $300 million almost already.
Which is up 4% from Catching Fire across, and its top markets were the UK with $19.9 million, Germany with $13.7 million, and that's the biggest opening of the year in Germany, and likely the biggest for the UK. So it's doing really well.
It's a global phenomenon. Mm-hmm. Even though it lost a little money out here, I mean, it's just like. Hey, so the heads at Lionsgate can't get 20 hookers in one night. They only get 10.
Lionsgate stock did drop 5% on Friday because it didn't open as big. People were expecting such high numbers, just like us here. And people with $123 million didn't seem satisfied. Stock dropped 5%.
But listen,
for a $123 million movie.
It's unbelievable.
At the end of the day, though, it's a smart business decision because they're going to make an extra $700 million just by splitting these movies up.
That's exactly what it is.
So, I mean, listen, they're in the green as far as I'm concerned.
Look.
Talking a little bit more about the franchise, Catching Fire wrapped with $440 million overseas with China and Japan on the way. So Mockingjay should get to a similar level as Catching Fire did. I actually saw the first Hunger Games overseas in New Zealand
on
opening weekend there. And the theater was packed, completely sold out. Everyone was so excited, and I was so confused because I was like, what do you mean? Why is everyone here pumped? But
they don't use subtitles over there, do they?
There's no subtitles in New Zealand.
Can I say real quick, I saw this movie over the weekend. It was a packed, sold out theater. And what's the thing they do, the Mockingjay? Was it like three fingers like this?
It's the center three.
It's like, a center three.
I think it's... Isn't that like Girl Scouts as well?
I'm not sure. Yeah. But in the movie, there's scenes where the people do this.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there's a row of girls in my row, and they all started doing it.
Yeah, but isn't that from the districts?
It is a sign of acknowledgement, respect, like you're in league with them. No. And I believe, which country is it? I might be messing this up. So guys, if you can figure out the actual facts, I'm going to hand it to you out there. I believe it might be Malaysia or somewhere where the Hunger Games was actually removed because they started taking the symbol using it in their political activism.
That happened
with Rambo.
That's the tagline
for the movie from Rambo became a calling for the people in Burma. And that film had a huge impact.
I feel like I need to Google this right now, but I can't remember.
Anytime you bring Rambo to the conversation, it's just amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful, Marissa, in the booth. If at any point you across where the Hunger Games symbol is being used for political activism and therefore being, I believe, outlawed Let us know.
Well, there must have been some Malaysians in that audience because girls were putting it up during the movie. I was like, what are you doing?
It's a gang sign. It's a gang sign.
It's not. All right.
But in the movie, it's not a gang sign.
Mockingjay. No. More in the international
box. They all have little tattoos in the inner thighs.
Knock it off.
It's like a West Side Story gang.
Mockingjays.
Is it a musical now?
Yeah.
Maybe.
All right. Interstellar. Guys, we have to talk about Interstellar now.
Okay.
Interstellar added $70 million this weekend, mm-hmm. which is a strong result considering the competition from Mockingjay.
That's true.
But more on Interstellar. This, to me, is very interesting. It's become a phenomenon in South Korea. They love it.
Doesn't surprise me.
It has held first place for the third weekend in a row with $10.4 million. And it's now the biggest movie ever for Warner Bros. With $50.5 million.
Now, I could be wrong, but the movie Battle Royale, which a lot of people say Hunger Games ripped off, I believe that film is from South Korea. And maybe that's why the Hunger Games is such a huge hit down there. Because Battle Royale is a huge film.
But we're talking about Interstellar. Yes.
Protesters in Thailand.
It's Thailand.
Thailand.
Thailand is the symbol.
Thanks, Marissa.
Thank you so much. Couldn't remember.
That's why I love movies, man.
Well, Interstellar.
But we're talking about Interstellar.
If you looked at during the week, it won the week every single day, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It was over 2 million. It was number one in for the day.
Oh, okay.
So that's when I knew we were in trouble having it at number three. Or number four, actually, when it should have been number three.
Really? I'm surprised. I'm surprised that some people continue.
Also, maybe that's one of the reasons it didn't open up so strong was because you had Big Hero Interstellar at 2 and 3 pulling some of that audience.
True.
So,
and you won. You went
By the way, I did win the top five. Thank you very much.
Announcement, JTE got 4 out of 5.
Not bad.
Therefore, he wins last week, bringing him to a total of four wins.
Shower me,
I believe.
Praise. Shower me.
And I have four wins, and Sarah has one win?
I think I only have one. Oh, I was gone for 2 weeks, so really I should take... If I'd been here, I could have taken one of each of your wins, and then we'd each have three.
Possible.
Exactly.
Possible.
So, but we'll continue with the game next week. And speaking of games, Finstock.
Yeah.
Yes.
This goes to you.
Yeah,
this is your
favorite
special
part of the show.
Moment.
I have yet to win one of these.
This is why you are here.
This is, have you a foreign movie game for, yeah, bizarre foreign titles for American movies, obviously.
Let's do it.
Guys, feel free to play along.
Brokeback Mountain.
No,
I'm kidding.
Oh, man, I was so like, I love when you do Brokeback. Okay.
All right. You know, our friends in Brazil.
Okay.
Mystic River is called About Boys and Wolves.
That's not a bad title.
Okay.
That would have worked in the U.S.
Poland, which is up and coming, being one of the best foreign places.
Starting to be one of the best?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Terminator. The Electric Murderer.
Oh, man.
Ooh, I like that one.
That's a pretty good one. These are good so far.
Our friends in China, obviously, we can't leave them out. Austin Powers. Ace Test Tube Spy.
Say that again? Ace?
Ace, because it's like meaning funny over there or something like that. Test Tube Spy.
Okay.
It's not too bad.
Poland.
Another one. Awesome.
Black Hawk Down. Helicopter on Fire.
Okay, so these, and we pick which one is false.
One is false. I'll run them down again.
All right, one more time. And Marissa, are you playing with us today?
Of course.
Sure.
Awesome.
Brazil, right. Mystic River, About Boys and Wolves. Poland, The Terminator, The Electric Murderer. China, Austin Powers, Ace Test Tube Spy. Poland, Black Hawk Down, Helicopter, and Fuego.
This is
okay,
one of the
can I go
ones.
First?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to say number three, China, Austin Powers, Ace Test Tube Spy.
Yeah, that was one of the ones I was thinking.
Okay.
I'm going to say Terminator.
No! Why'd you take both of my tops?
We could go the same. I'm going to say Terminator because Electric Killer doesn't really...
It's Electric Murderer.
Murderer, still.
Electric Avenue.
Okay, I'm actually going to go with JTE on this one because I think it's a different word other than murderer.
Okay.
Anybody win? Did anybody win?
the winner is Marissa.
Oh, yes! My God, again.
Yeah, Ace Test Tube Spy. It's not that. It's like Ace... Future spy man or something like that.
Marissa's got
But he, in the beginning, he was in like a test tube cryomatic.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That was accurate.
Poof.
Well, Marissa wins this week.
Little Bobby. He was going to be in it, but he couldn't be here because he's auditioning for Toy Story 4. Yeah, outside Warner Brothers. It's going to be it's a big deal.
I actually think he would be a wonderful addition.
Yeah, I got Colin Hanks making
a
call for
him. And
then
he wouldn't be here so much, that would make me kind of happy.
The greatest thing ever.
He got a plastic. He had to get a fake foot put on, though, because he can't go. He can't be a doll that has no foot.
They could play that into the story, though.
He got a whole new outfit, too. He got a cowboy hat. He looks good.
Oh, is he going for Hanks' role?
He's going to... Well, yes. He's going to try to parlay that, because there's a new character.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, amazing.
Well, good luck, parlay. Little
just the money,
Bobby.
The money he'll make
and
off merchandise.
JT, we are going to continue.
Google
on to our top five list of this week.
Yes.
And this is one of my favorite actual top five lists because I think it's going to be a wonderful segue to our upcoming movies as well.
And he's a hero for giving us Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You know, he did. This, our top five movies to start off, you guys, is going to be top five Donald Sutherland movies.
Yes, he's the best.
He's awesome. Let's talk about an actual story that happened between Donald Sutherland and Jennifer Lawrence.
Another one? Okay.
He absolutely praises her work, thinks she's a genius, was so happy to work with her, has told multiple people that he literally thinks, word for word, she is a genius, comparing her to, like, historical figures. I think he actually even might have.
I think he wants to take her to Pound Town, is what he wants to do.
You know what? That's some people just have respect.
I think he's just making.
She's not that great of an actress.
Well, obviously. Oh, wow.
Well,
come on.
She's good.
I think she's good, and Donald Sutherland thinks she's good, and I liked Donald Sutherland as well.
Yeah, he's the best.
So let's get into the top five Donald Sutherland movies. These are excluding. The Hunger Games.
Yes, we don't have them on there. That'll take over everything.
It takes over a little bit of room. Although he does do a wonderful job in those films.
He is good.
Starting with number five, 2003's Cold Mountain.
Yeah, okay movie.
That was Renee Zellweger and...
she's playing like a...
And what's her name? Kidman, right?
I just remember there being lots of snow.
Yeah, it was bad. It was,
I don't really remember.
A lot of controversy in that movie, like your Black Friday thing, was because Renee Zellweger was playing the... character was originally a minority and just like...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They were going to try to... Whitest girl ever.
They were going to hire Gugu Mathabe, but she was too young.
That's not funny.
She would have been better.
All right. Number four, also coming out in 2003, one of a movie that I absolutely love, The Italian Job.
Oh, okay.
So, Cold Mountain had $95 million, and The Italian Job had $106 million. I still really... He's not in much of the film.
Yeah.
He's kind of just in the beginning.
Never saw it.
But he is... Really?
No, never saw it.
It's a great movie. They were going to do two, but he never did it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I wonder why.
It's a fact.
Yeah.
All right. So number three, going back a little bit further in his resume to 1996.
Oh, nice.
A Time to Kill.
Oh, this is a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Also with Matthew McConaughey, right?
McConaughey, Samuel Jackson, Keith Sutherland's awesome.
Everybody
in it. Keith Sutherland.
His son. Yes.
I want everybody to close their eyes.
Yeah.
And that's that when I use that as your trial.
It's amazing.
Is that making like your favorite movie on this list?
Yeah. I'm going to say that is easily my favorite.
All right. Well, we still have two more. 2011, Horrible Bosses.
Ugh.
Which is going to be, wink, wink, our segue to the next segment.
It's a piece of junk.
I'm not a big fan of it either.
Shut off in 5
minutes.
I'm going
to shake my head and say,
just wait till
sorry.
We get to part two.
$117 million. And finally, number one, probably my favorite movie on this list, 1978's Animal House. $141 million.
That is a lot of money for a movie in 1978.
True.
Jesus Christmas. But
it's a classic.
I get a lot of flack for this in Schmoville because I'm not a huge fan of Animal House.
You know... I'm right with you. I don't
get me wrong.
Belushi was great.
Belushi's
it was
awesome.
Listen, it was
like
it came out at the
USC,
right time.
That there's like a connection.
Of course,
there.
That's what people like about it.
Little mild spoiler for Animal House. The last scene in the movie when they wreck the parade.
Yeah,
it's almost you're supposed to be laughing.
Yeah, but
it's literally people like getting seriously hurt and I'm like, this is not funny. This is actually like really wrong.
Oh, like trampling. Like, well, riots can be fun sometimes. It
can
depends,
be, but
you know,
the way it looks in the end of that movie, I was like, my God, people like are seriously getting hurt here.
Yeah, be going that. You know, some people
that
deserve
part,
it.
I don't remember.
I need to rewatch it. It's been a while for me. Maybe, you know.
Well, because usually people when watch Animal House, they get so wasted and don't even finish the movie.
That's a good point, actually, yeah.
You know, they run their head through like a sheetrock wall.
It's kind of a little bit true.
Drink a
All right, well, we talked about how Mr. Sutherland was in the first Horrible Bosses. I don't believe he's in the next Horrible Bosses 2, which comes out this weekend, which means it's just going to be even worse than the first one, because if you don't have Donald Sutherland.
Worst. I shut that movie off in 5 minutes. If you want to watch a really good movie about bosses getting kidnapped, just watch 9 to 5 with Dabney Coleman and, you know, what's her name, Dolly Parton and Jane Fonda. I hate Jane Fonda, but she was actually good in it, and Lily Tomlin and stuff.
I've never seen this movie.
The only way I would watch this movie is if, like, Jason Sudeikis told me, like, hey, directly after the movie, you can go to my house, live there for 3 months, and try to impregnate Olivia Wilde for those 3 months. Then I would think about doing it. If I would never see this movie. It's so bad.
Listen, the first one is not a very good movie, in my opinion.
That was a very, very, very specific arrangement.
Yeah, that was very...
And you were very aggressive about it.
That's the only way it has to happen. Maybe throw in Jennifer Aniston, too. Maybe.
If he told me Lily Wilde, look
she's
at me, I would do
nice
it.
She's a very nice lady.
Yeah, she's a great person.
The sequel, just the trailers and commercials don't look funny at all to me.
It's a cash grab. They made 100 and something last time. It's not going to make it this time. The guy, Charlie Day, all he does is scream, but he does something pretty cool, though. Actually, what he does on set is when there'll be like a, you know, like an angle, like, you know, the corners and stuff like that, he walks around corners with his hands out like that.
Okay.
So as he turns, like, he's hoping like a chip would run right into him. But what happened was Justin Theroux was on set, and he did it to him, and they got into, like, a little altercation.
Wait a minute. So he does this, so...
For those of you who can't watch it, supposedly they walk around with their hands out.
Yeah.
Almost like
most people walk around like that.
Yeah, it's a 50-50 shot of getting something good.
So wait, the thought process here is if he's already like this before he turns...
We're too detailed. We're just going to go straight.
He won't be liable for what happens.
The first...
Yeah, because he thinks, you know, he's coming around the corner.
The first...
I do that, too.
Sure you do.
It's the only thing cool.
The first Horrible Bosses. Yeah. I've at least entered the studio with him. He doesn't walk like that. That is a lie. The first Horrible Bosses opened in theaters with $28.3 million. So not a ton of money, but it did come to make $117. This one, they are adding, like, Christoph Waltz into the cast.
Yeah,
Chris Pine's in it.
Jennifer Aniston's back, which was a big draw in the first one.
I think she's only in it for, like, 2 minutes. She, like, falls out a window or something.
Yeah, she's, like, in a bra and underwear for the whole first movie. That's why, like, a lot of people went saw it.
That wasn't bad. She was definitely doing some good Pilates.
But they've definitely added some more A-listers to the bracket. I don't think it's going to...
It's a piece of junk.
Yeah. No one really thinks... I don't feel like anyone's backing the quality of this film. But let's talk about another movie coming out next week. Penguins of Madagascar. Going kind of towards a new audience. Horrible Bosses 2 is probably going to take all of Dumb and Dumber's audience. Mm-hmm. And Penguins of Madagascar is competition for Big Hero 6.
It's like Despicable Me when they just took the Minions. Like, let's make a movie about lovable little sidekicks.
I would see the Minion one.
Yeah, now they're like, you know what? Those Madagascar movies make a lot of money. What do all the kids love in those movies? The penguins. So let's make a movie about the penguins.
I had this crazy story.
About penguins?
About penguins. It was weird.
I found a penguin in the wild once.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
God, I would have
found a white owl. I found a white owl and stuffed it. Oh, I found a dead owl and stuffed it, yeah. I told it on Knapsack Files. I had to go to a different kind of taxidermist place. It was like a bootleg taxidermy.
Nice.
But anyway, that being said, late 90s when Pat Morita's in his fame.
Wait, what is this story about?
It's about penguins. So
Madagascar?
Yeah, penguins.
Okay. Oh, great. So Penguins of Madagascar. Madagascar 1 opened to $47 million. Madagascar 2 escaped to Africa. I'm cutting you off if you didn't notice.
No, but now they're throwing penguins in it. I had ate a penguin at Pat Morita's house with Ralph Macchio. He in the early 90s when he did the Karate Kid 3 with Hilary Swank or whatever. No,
yeah,
Karate Kid 4 or whatever.
Yeah, 4.
He was at the height of his fame. And weekly, he would serve these dinners with, like, these weird wild animals and stuff like that. So me and Ralph Macchio ate a penguin. It tastes like chicken. It's great. But the problem was,
I want a penguin now.
Pat Morita would get drunk and him and Henry Winkler would fight over, like, you know, how much... Like, Pat Morita had better silver screen, you know.
He had a bigger name in Hollywood than
Henry
Winkler. Wow.
By the end of the night, they were fighting each other, like, all the time. It was great. It was a good party.
Now I want to try a penguin.
Yeah.
Don't. That's horrible. Penguins are adorable. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about this movie. It's going to steal some of Big Hero 6's numbers, at least the younger audience. Because Hunger Games is rated PG-13.
Yep.
This is going to suit your younger kids. And in the past, the previous films have opened to... everywhere from 47 to 63 million and have come in overwhelmingly with about $200 million.
How many Madagascars are there exactly?
There's Madagascar 1. There's Madagascar Escape from Africa, okay. or Escape yeah. to Africa. Okay. There's Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted.
Oh,
there was
God.
Also a special IMAX feature called Island of the Lemurs or something.
Wow.
Actually, I think that might have been a different,
Let me
a
tell
different
you something.
Madagascar.
Yeah.
I don't think that's included.
They are. This is a cash grab. Even when I saw the trailer in theaters, the animation doesn't even look that good. It looks like
really?
A Nickelodeon animated
It's Happy Feet
show.
Meets, like, whatever. I mean...
But it's not the quality Happy Feet. At least that looked like it was, you know, a few years was spent. This thing looks like it was made in a year.
There's
on
penguins
a
in Madagascar. Madagascar is like, it's like 100 degrees, like, every single time. Second over there, isn't there?
Oh, you need, like...
My buddy owns,
are you talking about, like, for real?
Yeah, my buddy owns a restaurant in Madagascar.
Yeah, Madagascar's hot.
Yeah. It's
penguins.
In Africa.
I'm assuming no. No, because, because the penguins at Madagascar 1 escaped from the New York
Zoo. That's right.
And they went to Madagascar.
It's too hot over there for them. Call Pat Morita.
Okay, well, before we get into the facts associated with this children's film, it is going to draw a big audience next week. Also, movie coming out that people are totally raving about quality-wise, The Imitation Game.
Oh, Benedict Cumberbatch yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying Oscar now, maybe.
They are just, I believe, they have another famous Brit in it.
Who?
Pirates of the Caribbean, Keira Knightley.
Keira Knightley
is in it as well.
Yeah.
And The Imitation goes into, they have a big decoding machine.
Yeah, I've seen very little on this movie, actually. I've yet to see a full trailer, but apparently it takes place around World War II and has to do with, like, code breaking and stuff like that.
Yeah, he develops, or he's in the process of developing a machine that's supposed to break all of the Nazi Germany codes so they can, I don't know, win the war.
He's high on tank chocolates, just like Hitler was. They invented crystal meth over there, and they were all doing it for the pilots and all these other things.
I have heard vaguely about this before.
Have you?
Hitler was
I really have. Like he was. Yeah. I read on like the news.
There's a new documentary.
He was addicted to like meth, like but not in its pure form. Like Breaking Bad, but
it was like almost taking like a Certs or like a Tums, and you get whacked out of his mind.
This.
And
they're called tank chocolates. Though?
Tank chocolates. So he used to give to people in the tanks and the things to keep them awake and alert. But Hitler's like, let me take some and kill everybody.
Interesting. Never heard that rumor.
I did.
But
I did hear about that.
The Imitation Game is coming out. It's a limited release. It's especially box office, but it is going to do probably very well in the special box office. I'm assuming making numbers around where The Theory of Everything is at.
I think when it gets to award season, they'll definitely start bringing numbers. Like I've heard the movie is good, but really what everyone seems to be talking about is more the performance of Benedict Cumberbatch. Like everyone's like, this guy's gonna get nominated for an Oscar, and that will bring people.
And people love him right now. So
he's huge, man.
I just
started watching Sherlock. It's really good.
It is
I see why people like this.
Our final upcoming film is, I pronounce this wrong every time, Babadook.
It's called Badunkadunk. It's where,
I know it's not that.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's where this white girl who had a big butt, she was ridiculed her whole life, and then she turns into a serial killer by killing guys with her butt. It's called Badunkadunk.
Yeah, that's not the movie I'm talking about. If you want Finn to access some movies, I'm sure he has
separate. She just crushes people.
No. It is a thriller. It is a scary movie, Babadook.
It's an Australian horror film.
Yeah, it was funded on Kickstarter?
Yes, Kickstarter.
Kickstarter?
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
And it's been also getting some
budget.
Very good reviews. And Babadook.
No, Badunkadunk.
No.
I'd like to see Badunkadunk. I know a couple of people could star in it.
Nicki Minaj,
maybe? A couple of people in the studio.
Well, that's Finn Stock's new venture his list of movies. So let's get into predictions now that we know everything that is coming out and could change the movie number game. Let's start with JT.
Wow, this is a tough one.
I know.
Listen, number one's Hunger Games.
Oh, wow.
I think we're all on the same page on that one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go number two because this is a holiday weekend. I'm going to give it to Madagascar. I'm going to those damn penguins because... Mm-hmm. The families are all going. All the kids are going to freak out. They want to see Madagascar. And like I said, this is going to hurt Big Hero 6 because I want to put it in number 3. But I think because of Madagascar, it's going to be number 4. So I'm putting Interstellar at number 3.
Mm-hmm.
So Hunger Games, Madagascar, Interstellar, Big Hero 6. And the last one I'm going to do is Horrible Bosses.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
It's got the big names.
Can you repeat that one more time?
Okay.
You said that real quick. Hunger Games.
Number 2. Madagascar. Number 3, Interstellar.
Okay.
Number 4, Big Hero 6.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, Horrible Bosses.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to disagree with you. Good.
Yeah, so am I.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to beat some stock. So I'm going to go next.
Yeah, you go. Let me go last.
Let's see. I'm going to start with number 1, Hunger Games. yep. for sure. And then I'm going to go also to Penguins of Madagascar, gotcha. Which I think is going to do pretty well mm-hmm. based on the fact that both of the other ones have made in the yep. $50 million range. I don't know if it's going to be quite that high, but I do think it's going to be up there. Third, I'm giving it to Horrible Bosses, too.
Really? It's not a failing film,
don't,
though.
I don't think it's a good movie, really, but the last one did open to $28 million.
That's a lot of money.
And if you're looking at this week's box office, where we go from $123 million down to $20, and Big Hero 6 is not going to get that $20, it's going to, I think it could sneak in there. I don't think it's going to be a super high number, but I do think it's going to get the third spot. So I've got Hunger Games, I've got Penguins of Madagascar, then I've got Horrible Bosses, and this is where I get a little tough.
What are you thinking? Gone Girl?
I'm bringing it down. Yeah. The two I'm keeping in this list are going to be Interstellar and Big Hero 6. I just don't know how much
Madagascar is going to pull from Big Hero.
Big Hero 6. I think I'm going to have to do... this is difficult. Interstellar and then Big Hero 6.
Oh, okay.
So Interstellar 4, Big Hero 6, number 5.
Wow.
And Finstock, how are you
You're really
feeling?
Right on point with me. Are you, like, looking through my window at my computer or something?
No.
You wish.
Okay. Yeah, I do. All right. Number one, obviously, is, Jennifer Lawrence's belly button placement movie. Fake belly button.
He's trying to tell you it's The Hunger Games.
Yeah. Somebody told me Donald Sutherland owns a Twinkie shop in San Dimas.
Can you tell me what your number two is, please?
Okay. Like strawberry.
Thank you.
Number two, just to, I really do think that Madagascar will take away from Big Hero, but people still may want to see Big Hero and be like, hey, let's see Madagascar next week. Okay. Let's go with Horrible Bosses at number two to be different.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Thinking on that, okay.
You know, because I don't want to be the same as you because then, I win. And then, so number three.
Number three,
I'm going to go with Penguins of the Madagascar.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So you're saying Horrible Bosses do more Penguins. Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
That's also why he's going to lose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then we'll go number four, Interstellar.
Interstellar? Okay.
Interstellar, yeah. And five, Big Hero 6.
Okay, so you're pretty on par with me.
Yeah, I switched one.
Yep, pretty on par with me.
We had the same one.
You guys are underestimating Big Hero 6.
He did win last week, so
he's pretty
knows?
Good. I mean, he's definitely good. I mean,
All right. So those are all of our predictions. We'll see where we all stack up next week when we come back. Now, you guys, since we are part of the Popcorn Talk Nation, we have a new place for you to find us. So search for the Popcorn Talk Network on YouTube. Make sure you just subscribe to that channel because that's where we are now. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook or download us on iTunes. Those are in the same spot, so you don't have to change too much there. Just rate and comment and let us know what you're thinking.
Also, follow us on Twitter. We will blast out the new link for the YouTube channel for
Absolutely.
Popcorn Talk. Hit us up on Facebook, Box Office Facebook, even my own personal Facebook, JTE.
Yeah.
Finstock.
Yeah, Finstock.
We're going to blast it out so you guys can find it. We're going to make it real easy.
And then Sarah's going to yell it down the street or something like that.
I'm still using snail mail. Yeah. I got postcards the other day. I felt special.
I'm doing a deep fried turkey at my house. You guys want to come over?
Yeah.
I actually really love deep fried turkey.
I do it indoors too, so I want my house to burn down.
So we all have to go. Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Can we get some penguin?
No. There will be no penguin.
I got to call Ralph Macchio.
Rest in peace, Pat.
Yeah, poof.
Keep watching those numbers. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Spitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.